Oddly enough, Ratatouille was the last Pixar movie I hadn't seen. I don't know how. I went through every single Pixar movie, from Toy Story to Coco, and was like, holy shit, I don't know how I completely passed by Ratatouille. So I finally ended up seeing it, and quite frankly, it's good, but I have a couple of problems with it. Yeah, so let's get into it. It is a 2007, first of all, just to clarify, if any restaurant ever had a rat inside the kitchen cooking, even after the events of the film, would shut down immediately. I mean, there's no reason why they would stay open, regardless of the actual... Ah, Jesus. Alright, so 2007 American computer animated film produced by Pixar, released by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. It is the eighth film produced by Pixar, and was co-written and directed by Brad Bird, who took over for Jan Pinkova, I believe that was how to pronounce it, in 2005. The title refers to the French dish Ratatouille, which I didn't know that that's what it was. I honestly just thought it was a clever name for the title. So the film stars the voices of Patton Oswalt as Remy. He is a rat who is interested in cooking. We have Lou Romano as Linguini, a young garbage boy who befriends Remy and pretty much teaches him how to cook. What the fuck? Who came up with this? This entire concept of somebody at Pixar was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had the rat that, like, what? All right, let me just get to the plot of the story real quick. All right, so basically, we have Linguini is, again, like I said, this garbage boy, if you will. He lost his mom, and unfortunately, he doesn't know where his dad is, and the entire premise of the movie is he is trying to basically find himself, essentially, and... Alright, so anyway, Remy is pretty much an idealistic and young rat, gifted with this ability of the high fucking, his senses for smell and taste are just beyond fucking what a normal rat should have. He is inspired by his idol, Augustus, Gusteau's. So basically, Remy the rat dreams of becoming a cook himself. He finds that the Gusteau is actually dead, so that's kind of a sad thing, because he's been watching these cooking channels and cooking videos with them. When an old French woman discovers Remy's pretty much colony in her house and attempts to exterminate them, they are forced to flee. Remy becomes separated from his family in pretty much of a panic. He ends up in the sewers of Paris and eventually finds himself at the skylight overlooking the kitchen of Gusteau's restaurant. So, as Remy watches over through the window, a young man named Alfredo Linguini, fuck me, is hired as a young garbage boy by Skinner, the restaurant's current owner and Gusteau's former sous chef. So, when Linguini spills a pot of soup and attempts to recreate it, Remy recognizes that he is, pardon me, ruining its interest and repairs Linguini's mistakes. So, Linguini catches Remy but hides him, pretty much in his hat, and then you find out that the owner, Gusteau, is actually Linguini's father. He had, like, a child, I guess, like a one-night stand with his mom or something, or it was his love interest, or I don't know. Overall, talk about the characters. Skinner's an asshole. You definitely don't want him in the movie. He's kind of like that Gordon Ramsay-esque, like, high-ass chef that wants everything to be his. Linguini is a cool nerd. He's got this, like, sweet apartment. And Remy is basically just his pet rat. Is his pet rat. That's the premise. And you have Linguini... it sucks at cooking. And then you have Remy basically telling him what to do. And then you have this asshole food critic, who's like the Roger Ebert of fucking food. comes in and basically just demolishes everything. But what Remy was able to create was a dish basically for this guy that reminded him of being a childhood back home. And it was kind of just a bunch of bullshit, essentially, thrown into... really just thrown into a pot. I think it was, I'll get to it. So basically, as Remy watches through the window of, you know, constantly being afraid to basically show himself, we have Linguini catches Remy and then hides him where he can confronted by Skinner for tampering with the soup. As the two argue, the soup is accidentally served and apparently a success. I wouldn't do that at all. Oh, it's just bad etiquette. I mean, when Skinner catches Remy trying to escape, he orders Linguini to kill the rat, but Linguini discovers Remy's intelligence and decides to keep him instead. So Linguini's first day as chef, he and Remy find a way to communicate. Remy guides Linguini like a marionette by pulling on his hair while under Linguini's hat, if you will, while Skinner assigns Colette to train his new cook. Colette basically becomes the love interest of Linguini. Don't really necessarily know how, but the scene where he kisses her was really fucking funny. And they kind of become a thing. So, suspicious, Skinner learns that the Linguini is Gusteau's illegitimate son, and rightful heir to the restaurant, which jeopardizes Skinner's control of the restaurant. He's basically just being an asshole. So, and the packaged food enterprise that he had owned, he formed it using the restaurant's reputation after Gusteau's death, which was fucking stupid that they tried going into the frozen food market. So after Skinner gives it to Linguini, who disposes... Skinner as the owner, anyway, Skinner... they cut to that real quick. They get to the big reveal that Linguini is his son, like, immediately. Because Remy is able to get the fucking birth certificate or the fucking death will, whatever it was. Or the lawyer's note, or whatever. Colette developed a budding romance, leaving Remy... you know, just feeling. I don't know. I don't really remember did she know about Remy? I don't remember. So Remy finds that his his family. All Remy's trying to do is just get acceptance by his dad, and because they are a bunch of rats, that they try and just try and get a bunch of food. You got his fat brother who's hilarious, and basically. Remy finds that his clan has come to Paris as well and is taken to their new lair. But despite his father Django's attempt to... Am I saying they're a Django? Django? I don't know. His attempt to rid of his son and admiration of humans, Remy basically leaves. So, because they despise humans because humans kill rats, and Remy's like, no, they're good people, whatever. And then you have France's top restaurant critic, Ego. Who constantly gives, or previously gave, negative review about Gusteau's restaurant on its stars, announces that he will be reviewing the restaurant the following evening. After a disagreement with Linguini, Remy leads his clan to raid the restaurant pantries in retaliation, which is fucked up. But Linguini catches them and sends them out. Now having to discover Remy's skills, Skinner captures him into an attempt to create a new line of frozen food. However, Remy is freed by his brother, Emile, and his dad. He returns to the restaurant, only to find Linguini is unable to cook without him. Linguini apologizes and reveals the truth to the staff, but they leave in disbelief. Colette later returns after recalling Gusteau's motto, anyone can cook. Fuck me. If I found out there was a rat in the kitchen, I'd fucking leave too. So... basically, and Django arrives with the rest of the clan, offering to help after seeing his son's determination. Remy, as the rats, they cook while Linguini waits for tables. So Ego and Skinner, Skinner is basically at this point, he's fired. He is trying to be a food critic as well, I guess, trying to understand exactly he's playing spy. And remains, okay, so basically, Colette creates a variation, they all do, it was, for Ego, Skinner, Remy, and Colette create a variation of Ratatouille, which reminds Ego of an astonished dish, by his mother's cooking, so it was nice. So during the meal, the rats are forced to tie up Skinner, and the health inspection prevent them from feeling the rats. Involvement in the cooking. It's so fucking stupid. When Ego requests to see the chef Linguini and Colette make him wait until the rest of the the diners basically left before introducing Remy, Ego is stunned to leave the restaurant. In deep thought, he writes, the most positive review goes nothing less than the finest chef in France. So, despite the positive reviews, Gusteau's is shut down, and since Linguini and Remy had to release Skinner and the health inspector, Ego loses credibility as a critic, but... So, Ego writes a review about a place that is infested with rats, gives a fucking positive review, loses credibility, then Remy and fucking Linguini open up a new restaurant where it's run by rats, and then the Ego, the food critic, can just go and eat. Fuck me. Doug from Up made an appearance in this film. Just thought that was kind of cool. Jesus Christ. Yeah, Ratatouille. Interesting. Weird. It kind of went the way you wanted it to go, but at the same time, it's just kind of gross. Basically, the rats even settle into their new home, and basically, it's like a bistro's roof. So they named it La Ratatouille, created and run by Lemmy, Linguini, and Colette. Ego frequently visits there for Remy's cooking, and I still wouldn't eat anything or touch by a fucking rat. I am sorry. I don't understand how they... all right, it's a movie. Whatever. Production started in 2000. They got the original concept designs. You know what? When the film, I guess... I don't know. I mean, there were so many water-based sequences of this film also, which one of them is set to the sewers and is more complex than the blue whale scene in Finding Nemo, which I thought was kind of interesting. Ratatouille intends to give, like, romantic lust vision of Paris, but it kind of stems away from the... Oh, that's cute. It's cute. Like, do you not understand what's going on? If I go to France and I find out there's a rat in the fucking kitchen, I'm not going to eat it. So, Ratatouille was originally going to be released in 2006, however, in December 2004, the date was changed to 2007. This happened because Disney and Pixar's changed the release date of Cars, thus pushed it back, so there's that. Just to wrap it up, I mean, there was a soundtrack, of course. The release did pretty well, no complaints. Critical reception, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.4 out of 10. I thought it was good. It was apparently a ripoff of IF Magazine described Ratatoing, a 2007 Brazilian computer graphic cartoon, as a ripoff of Ratatouille. That had happened. Some plagiarized film. They had a video game for DS, and then Ratatouille was featured in the Kinect Party Rush Disney Pixar Adventure for 360. That came out in 2012, a Disney theme park attraction based on the film has been constructed in Walt Disney World Studio. A Disney theme park attraction based on the film has been constructed in Walt Disney Studios Park, Disneyland Paris, Ratatouille La Adventure, Tomalin. I have no fucking idea. The film is going to use trackless ride technology. You're going to shrink down to the size of Remy, and it was shown at the 2017 D23 Expo. Disney announced a similar Ratatouille-based attraction would be built at the French Pavilion in Epcot, as World Showcase in 2021. So it's going to be a while. This movie was released on DVD, digital HD. They did the DVD Blu-ray combo. Then, actually, last year they released it on Blu-ray and just digital HD. Which, if you open it, it's the exact same fucking disc as the Blu-ray one from the DVD and digital and Blu-ray. I'm fucking tired. So, long story short, with that one, you had the original release of the DVD. You had the DVD Blu-ray, then you had, they re-released it for the Disney Movie Anywhere program.
with the rewards. And then they re-released it last year when Pixar went all, they re-released their digital libraries. So they put, basically they took the 2006, 2007 DVDs from the DVD Blu-ray combo and then put it into the Blu-ray digital HD ones and then just added a free code for the HD version on Disney Movie Anywhere. That basically is, that's it in a nutshell. It's the same exact film. Bonus features and everything like that, same stuff. Nothing really changed. So, but just to give you my opinion on this, I like the movie. I think it's cute. I don't think it's my favorite Pixar film. I think all I need to do was see it once. Do you really need to see Linguini's underwear with the Incredibles on it? I don't, but, chock full of Easter eggs, like always. And, Ratatouille, it's good. It's good. If I were to give it anything, I give it an 8 out of 10. It's Pixar, so it still gets that high grade of quality and graphic design and everything that went in with it. But overall, I'm going to be honest, it's my... Finding Nemo and maybe The Good Dinosaur are my least favorite Pixar films, I'm going to be honest. This might come a little bit above it. I don't know. It's a debate. But anyway, I like the movie no matter what, so... It's good. Does it have replay value? Yeah, if you want to show it to like your wife or something like that. Other than that, I'm not gonna sit and watch it again. That's just me. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time for another Disney movie review. And yeah, Ratatouille. Don't eat a fresh. If you find any rats in your fucking restaurant, just don't. Just go somewhere else. McDonald's might be fucking cleaner, and I doubt that. So, anyway, guys, we'll see you later. Bye.